There are hundreds of different versions of root beer produced in the United States, not only by the large soft drink manufacturers, but also by many smaller companies, such as Lost Rhino Brewery in Ashburn, Virginia, near Washington. It also makes regular beer, but co-owner Flavio Garcia says making root beer is different.
We keep all the sugars in the root beer instead of fermenting it out. In beer, we take those sugars and ferment it out into alcohol and CO2.
Garcia says every brewery produces its own version of root beer, and he and his business partner Matt Hagerman have a distinctive recipe as well.
Its primary flavors of root beer are sassafras, sarsaparilla, and wintergreen. There's also vanilla and things like that. We use a lot of wintergreen, and we also use honey from here in Loudoun County. It adds another layer of uniqueness.
Of course, freshness is a big key to all this. We try to keep it absolutely as fresh as possible. So it's really like coming to the brewery, you get to have root beer that's been made here, and it just adds to the whole part of the process.
Anyone in the United States can buy a kit to brew their own root beer at home. Garcia says it's much easier to make than regular beer.
Boil up water and add sugar to it, cool it down, and then the big trick is carbonating the root beer without any added alcohol. So we carbonate it and add the flavors to it. But it only takes a few days to make root beer. To make beer takes about 28 days.
Root beer is also the foundation of another American favorite, the root beer float, root beer with vanilla ice cream. Becky Jordan says it's like a taste of your childhood.
For me, I just like root beer because it just reminds me of summertime and hanging out with like my dad outside, having like a root beer float in between baseball games and going to the pool.
Around the middle of the last century, though, the popularity of root beer began to wane. Carbonated beverages flavored by the cola nut, Coca-Cola and Pepsi-Cola began to dominate the soft drink market, pushing root beer down to about a 3% share. But the drink still has devoted fans, and Lost Rhino's owners believe it will rebound in popularity.
That I do see like almost like a renaissance with craft sodas in general. We do see a lot more coming back, and I think that does have to do with the local sustainability.
Kind of, we see that kind of a growth again of small. Everybody wants to have a small brewery, or they want to know where things are from. They want to be local. So maybe we can see a resurgence of root beer again.
Tatiana Voroshko, VOA News, Ashburn, Virginia.